We're starting with election results in the nation of Israel. This is America's closest ally in the Middle East. It's a parliamentary democracy led by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and he was hoping to win a fifth term as Israeli leader, which would make him the longest-serving prime minister in the nation's history. It was a close race. With more than 97% of the vote counted, Prime Minister Netanyahu's party looked like it was neck and neck with the party of his former chief of staff, Benny Gantz. Each of their parties was projected to win 35 seats. To be prime minister, you need to have the support of at least 61 seats in Israel's Knesset, its parliament. So what election analysts have to do is look beyond the actual number of seats a party won and tally up the number of other seats that are likely to support it. When they did that, it appeared the incumbent prime minister had the advantage because Netanyahu was likely to have a coalition of 65 seats in his favor, while Gantz was likely to have 55 seats. Though both frontrunners initially claimed victory Tuesday night, Gantz's party conceded on Wednesday, meaning the win goes to Netanyahu. The election was complicated by the fact that Prime Minister Netanyahu may be facing corruption charges. He denies doing anything wrong, but the nation's Supreme Court is considering whether he can continue in office if he is formally accused of corruption.